It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Yo, real quick, before we get into this episode, hey, if you live in Philly and you're listening to this, stop what you're doing, push pause on the podcast, or you can do it at the same time. You can listen and then, you know, get tickets to my show, because I'm in Philly, Punchline, each Tuesday starting August 15th. Not each Tuesday, you know, like for the rest of my life. I'm talking each Tuesday in August. August 15th, August 22nd, and August 29th. And tickets are only $10 when you use promo code Clint. All you got to do is click the link in the description of this episode. Then you're going to see a button that says unlock. When you hit unlock, you type in promo code Clint, and tickets are only $10. Did y'all get that? You got it? Cool. If not, please heal up, reel up, bring it back, go rewind, and click the link in the description so you can see me at Punchline every Tuesday starting August 15th. Thank y'all. Now let's get into the episode. Ladies and gentlemen, you tuned in. New episode, Advice from a Fuckboy. Yada, yada, yada. All right, we're back. We're here. Another episode. If in case you fast-forwarded during the ad in the beginning, don't forget, y'all, Punchline Comedy Club. Tickets are in the description of this episode. August 15th, August 22nd, August 29th. All right. So on the last episode, I was talking about guys or really leaning into getting dressed on a date. Because, you know, like I said, I want to bring that back, blah, 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 blah. So today's episode, I want to talk more. I want to speak more positivity into dating. That's what I want to do, because every time I turn around, or every time I'm seeing the clips of podcasts, I'm seeing clips of people talk about dating, and you never have anything positive to say about it. Like, why is dating so negative these days? Like, let's really have this conversation, right? Like, let's go back in the story, all right? You know when I really wanted to start dating in my life? When I wanted to start dating, I used to think dates were cool. Here's what turned me on to dates. When I was a kid, I was a big fan of Boy Meets World. I was a big, big, big Boy Meets World fan. And I always would see Corey and Topanga going to Chubby's. Remember Chubbies? If you remember Chubbies, do me a favor, send me a DM with a fat man. Right? Like, come on, y'all. You know what? Hold on real quick. That is going to be a recurring theme on this podcast, as if I'm going to keep doing it. All right? The recurring theme on this podcast is Chubby. Oh, y'all, not Chubbies. That's not the recurring theme. The recurring theme is I'm going to say something crazy or say something nostalgic or whatever. All I want y'all to do is just, you know, send me the emoji when I say it. All right. So today's one is Chubbies. If you listening to this in your Honda or your Beamer or your Legend or your Benz, do me a favor and send me a Chubby man. That lets me know you listening. And if you don't follow me, you know, it's at Clint Coley. Like, you can definitely send that emoji. It's not that hard. It takes you 2 seconds. I'm going to wait. Send me a Chubby emoji. But I used to see Corey and Topanga go to Chubby's, right? And I used to think, like, and I know, like, look, they're in high school, right? They're in high school. So going to Chubby's is just going to Chubby's, right? But I can remember, like, you know, an episode where I believe like Corey was like, yo, he was trying to get a fit, not a fit off, but he was very nervous about going to the date. And it's like, yo, man, like bring back the nerves. Bring back the nerves. Bring back the fact that like, yo, like you find, like fellas, let's have this conversation. If you're going on a date, chances are it's with a woman that you either find interesting. Cause like, I think the difference is, right? We used to have to get up the courage and the nerve. And I think this is why dating might be a little bit frustrating to everybody. Back in the day, we used to have to get the courage and the nerve to go approach a woman, say something to her. Hopefully you say the right thing. And then you get her phone number and then you get a date, right? That was the order of operations, right? That was the order of operations, right? Like there's please excuse my dear Aunt Sally, right? And then, and if you don't know what that is, you need to go to fuck. Turn this podcast off. That means you didn't graduate you don't graduate third grade, but you didn't move on from like third or fourth grade. But anyway, there's please excuse my dear Aunt Sally. And then back in the day, it was walk up, approach, you know, say what you got to say. She like what you got to say. Get the number. When you get the number. And back in the day, girls used to write their number on your hand. Like, I remember, man, like, I remember showing my homeboys a girl's phone number on your hand. That was so lit. Like, you get a girl phone number, she put that shit on your hand? Put that shit on your hand, dog. 215-21, you know what I'm saying? Put the shit on your hand. You didn't want to wash it. You didn't want to shake hands with nobody. You ain't want your shit getting sweaty. Like, the number was in the pot. Like, look. If a girl put her number in your hand back in the day, she's saying the ball is in your court, my guy. Because girls wasn't giving you the fake number on the hand. No, sir. The fake number was not on your hand. I remember I had plenty of times where it was like, yo, Jessica, 215. Yo, I remember, man, I got caught with a girl number on my hand from another chick that I was fucking with. I remember that. Damn. But anyway, but girl give you the number. You know, you call, hello, can I speak to, you know, I get it. And I think that's what took away the excitement of dating. I think that's why a lot of times in these situations and when we have these conversations, you guys are so exhausted with dating because it doesn't take that anymore. It's now done online. It's done with sliding in a DM. It's done by, you know, it's done by dating apps. It's done by, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it's done by. It's not really, like, every time when I talk, like, when I see people at my shows and stuff like that, and I'm like, yo, how'd y'all meet? A lot of times it's a dating app. It's very rare that people say, yo, I saw her at the gas station. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, yo. I'm sorry, I can't sing, but you get it. Right? Like, that doesn't happen these days. So it's like when you're going on a date, right, and you met somebody off of an app, fellas, a lot of times you don't care about saying something stupid because guess what? Now you know for a fact, right, like you match with this girl, you know what I'm saying? When you match with this girl, you know, you can match with somebody else. You can match with somebody else or another person or something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can match with multiple people. You can match with multiple people. And that is something that, you know, again, that's what's lost these days. Like, we are not nervous. Like, not we, but y'all are not nervous on a date anymore. And that's the problem. You're not nervous. You don't have a will. Like, I'm not saying, like, look, I'm not saying you should go out of your way to try to impress somebody, but you should be trying to put forth your best effort. Like I told you fellas multiple times, women like effort. Women adore effort. Women respect effort. When you put in effort, it makes them feel like, okay, this nigga cares. And that's the problem. That's what's lost. And the same thing goes for you too, women, right? Like, ladies, let's not act like y'all don't put in maximum effort. Let's have this conversation. You may think you do. Oh no, because when I go on a date, I do this. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. Shut up. Please be quiet. Fermez la bouche, s'il vous plaît. Yes, please. Because if you did, we wouldn't be sitting.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
And here having these conversations over and over and over and over again. It's the gender wars. It's on both sides. You don't like us, we don't like y'all. That's just the bottom line. And here we are these days having these same conversations because, again, dating has become a chore for y'all. Dating has become a chore for y'all. Dating now for y'all is like, well, like it's almost like, remember, it's almost like Jagged Edge. We might as well do it. And back in the day, dating wasn't we might as well do it. It was, yo, I want to go out on a date with this person. And vice versa. She wants to go out on a date with me. But fellas, I am talking to you because I'm a man and we set the tone. All right? Fellas, we set the tone when it comes to dating. That is a fact. I know you don't like it. I know that you don't. But here's the thing. I always hear guys talking about being leaders. Well, your time to lead is on the first date. And it doesn't even necessarily have to be on some, yo, man, yo, baby, we going here. No. That's not it. You're setting the tone by showing her like, yo, I'm intentional about taking you out. I want to see you. I want to hang with you. And then if we like it, we're going to do that shit again. We are going to do that motherfucking shit again. So let's keep talking about this, right? So again, the issue I'm seeing these days is often like, yeah, man, I don't want to put in all this. I don't want to put all this effort in, and also I don't want to. How do I say this? It's a lot of I don't care. Like you don't care. I'm not saying you don't care, right? Like I know that just sounded stupid, right? But your care level, like I don't think you, okay, there's a difference. There is I don't care and is I don't give a fuck. I don't think you don't give a fuck. I think you just don't care. That's what it is. I don't think it's a whole I don't give a fuck situation, blah, 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 blah. What I think is just you just don't care what she thinks, and B, you don't care because you know that when I was younger, my old head told me women are like scepter. I'm from Philly. Women are like buses. They come every 15 minutes. Now, women listening to this, like, I don't come every 15 minutes. I get, you know, the pun, come. Anyway. But yo, that's the generation that we're in. Is that yo, so people are expendable. And it doesn't matter. So I guess I'm saying this in a sense of like, yo, like let's really bring back the idea that yo, man, like you want to make a good impression. And the problem is a lot of y'all don't want to make a good impression. And that's sad. That's sad. Because making a good impression used to matter, right? Like, remember, in the last episode, I was talking about a fit. The reason why I was discussing a fit is because, yo, like, effort starts there. Effort starts with just your clothing, right? Like, you putting on a fit, she look at it, she see it. Same thing with her. But you guys are treating dating like it's a fucking chore. And that's not it. Dating is not cleaning and vacuuming. Dating isn't doing the fucking dishes. Dating should be fun, yo. It's not fun getting to know somebody. Now, I get it, right? We all hate the WYD text. We all hate the, you know, what's the other text? There's the WYD text. There are what do you call it? There's the WYD text. There's the how you sleep text. All that shit. Like, I get it. I totally get it. Right? That's annoying. And nobody wants to start from there. Nobody wants to be like, yo, WYD, wait, what you doing? You know, I get that. I get it. But that's also not dating. That's just talking, in my opinion. That isn't dating. So, and that's where things get convoluted, right? Because you think that, or we think that dating is consistent, is being consistent, texting and stuff like that, or getting like, yo, man, like getting to know somebody used to be a privilege. And I can speak from this in my dating days back when I was like 18, 19. Like, I remember when I first really started being outside, right? Like, we were outside when we were 16, 17, blah, 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 blah. But like, when I was outside from like 18 to like 23, like, I remember like actually like, yo, like, okay, I'll give you a prime example. I remember there was this girl, right? We're still friends to this day, actually. I wouldn't even say we're friends. We cool. Like, we're cool, right? But there was this girl that I really liked in high school, right? I was like, man, if I could just get to her. But I never had the courage to say something because I always thought like I was out of her, like she was out of my league, right? Like, I thought she was out of my league because I saw the guys that she was dealing with. I'm not saying she was dealing with dope boys, but she was dealing with niggas who had gear. She was dealing with niggas who, you know what I'm saying? And not to say that I dressed bad in high school, but it was like, I ain't have J's on. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't have J's. I had forces. You know what I mean? She was dating guys who was like, yeah, like guys who like wore the latest fashion. I just wore the latest fashion. There was the latest fashion. You know what I'm saying? And then these guys also like was always flashing money, and I just thought that's what she was into, and I felt like I wasn't her type. So finally, after high school or whatever, like we about 22 years old, and I ran into her at an event, right? And we was talking, we talked the whole time, right? Like, and she was like, yo, I never knew you was this cool. I'm like, shit, I never knew you was this cool, right? And then I remember that was my moment. I'm like, you know what? I was nervous. I had a whole bunch. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to ask her. I'm like, yo, insert name, you know, because I don't do that no more. I was like, yo, insert name. Would you like to go on a date with me? And she like smiled. And she was like, I haven't been asked on a date in so long. And so me, I'm sitting there like, ah, yeah, yeah. But then I'm like, yo, can you going to say yes? Like, what's up? Say yes. Remember that joint by the Whispers? That's my jam. Go listen to the other podcast. See? Shameless plug. Link is in the description of this episode. Say yes. That's my jam. If you don't know about the Whispers, you too young. So she says yes, though. And I remember we went on a date. This is before I moved to New York and before I moved to Los Angeles. And we went on a date in Philly to the Franklin Institute. And I remember that day very vividly because I remember I bought a brand new outfit just to go on this date. Like, I distinctly remember, like, me and my boy, at the time, my boy John, like, I was like, yo, he was like, yo, what you doing today? I said, bro, I got a date with such and such. Now, mind you, me and John went to high school together. I told him who I pulled. He was like, nigga, what? Like, fellas, remember back in the day, When you pull a chick and your friends couldn't believe it? That's what I'm talking about. That's the excitement that I'm talking about that's lacking and that's missing. My boy was happy for me. He was like, yo, you pull her? He was like, you lying. Like, the fact that he didn't even believe me, he's like, yo, you lying. Like, bro, he was, because he knew she was bad. And the fact that she like would say yes to me, like he knew, like, yo, like you pulled that, like we used to say back in the day, that's premium plus right there. That's premium plus right there. That's premium plus gas. That is 90. That's 93. Because what is it 91? I don't know.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
93, but that's premium gas right there. That's the highest joint. Like, if gas, you know, you got 419, 445. This gas is 489. That's what she was. Right? Well, still is, too. She's still fine. I'll keep it a buck. You know what I mean? Still fine. I say that to say, so he was like, yo, you pulled that? I said, yeah, man. Like, we was at the John, you know what I mean? I was like, yo, I was talking to her. Next thing you know, got a number. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, yo. I was like, yo, but look, I'm trying to get a fit, right? Like, I want to get a brand new. He's like, yo, let's go to the mall. So we both go to King of Prussia Mall. I will never forget. So he was like, so the question was to him, he asked me, he was like, yo, what y'all got planned? I was like, yo, well, I was thinking, you know, like, I kind of low key, like, I was like, look, I'm torn. I either want to take her to dinner. I want to take her to Franklin Institute. He was like, why can't you do both? I was like, well, one joint don't require like this type of outfit, but dinner requires a different type of outfit. He was like, look, man, he's like, this is what you should do. This is the best advice I ever got to by my man. Not by him, but like, yeah. It's the best advice from him. He was like, start off with the Franklin Institute. And what's going to happen is, you know what I'm saying, if y'all have a good time, blah, 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 she's going to want to get something to eat afterwards, right? I was like, all right, bet. So I get a brand new pair of jeans. I never forget, got a brand new pair of jeans. At the time, True Religions was like jumping. Like, True Religions was like a thing at the time, right? So, got a pair of True Religions, bought a fresh pair of Butters, I had a nice graphic t-shirt. It wasn't Affliction. Remember Affliction? Like, it wasn't nothing like that. It was just a nice t-shirt, pair of Timberlands, True Religion jeans, and a hat. And then, and the crazy part was, I had a fresh cut too. So, fresh cut, but I had to get a hat with it, right? Had the hat with the fit. And I was like, look. And he was like, look, yeah, if it go well, take her to this, and we going to this spot. So we do that. We go to the Franklin Institute. I don't think I still have them, but I remember, like, we took pictures in the Franklin Institute photo booth. We took pictures in the photo booth. And all I can remember that around that time was like, yo, I was so nervous to go on this date. And she could tell I was nervous too. Because on the date, she was like, yo, loosen up, yo. I was like, yo, no. I was like, yo, no diss, like, it's not no diss, but I was like, yo, like, I'm not trying to be nervous. It's just like, yo, I'm not gonna lie. I felt like I was putting her up on a pedestal, but it was just like, I was so honored that she allowed me to take her out, and I didn't want to waste her time. You see what I'm saying? Like, I just wanted, like, I'm not, like, look, I had the mentality either she gonna like me or she not gonna like me, but I just really wanted her to have a really, really good time. I wanted her to remember, like, that date. So, Franklin Institute, then we go to this restaurant at 7 and... Oh, my bad, Mike was all in my face. Why you all in my grill? Anyway, again, listen to the other podcast. But I remember we had went to this restaurant afterwards called Jones. Jones was, that restaurant was over, I said it was at like 7th and Chestnut, right? Dope little restaurant, but it wasn't nothing you need to be super dressed up for, blah, 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 blah. But I can tell you, at that time, that was the best date I had ever been on. that was the best date I've ever been on. But I'm recollecting all of this, right? Now, y'all asking, well, what happened? Well, we went on a second date, just to give y'all, you know, what actually happened. We went on a second date, and then she just liked another nigga better. And what was he? A dope boy. And guys is like, well, see, nigga, see? See, these bitches don't appreciate nothing. Nah, it's not that she didn't appreciate it. She did. I just wasn't for her. I wasn't what she liked at the time. I'm okay with that, right? But I just gave y'all a very vivid memory of a time where I really, 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 I had nerves. I was excited. Nothing takes away that feeling. Now, my heart wasn't broken because she didn't play me. She kept it a buck with me. She said it to my face. She said, Clint, you cool, but like, yo, I don't think that we compatible. I respected that. I respected that. How could you not respect that? Right? How could you not respect that? Because at the end of the day, right, she ain't go out with me for food. She went out with me because, yo, I was at the time, I'm still a sweet guy, but at the time, she felt like, you know what I'm saying? And she gave me a chance. She gave me a chance. And you niggas these days don't get excited about the fact that, yo, she gave you a chance, bro. Because you feel like you could get chances with other women. And I'm not saying that, and look, I didn't put all my eggs in that basket, right? Like, I still had other joints. I still, you know what I'm saying? But she gave me a chance, and I was happy that I got that opportunity. And I still appreciate the opportunity to this day, right? But let's bring back those feelings, man. And when I say bring it back, I'm not saying you got to do everything that I did on this date, and you got to be all like, nah, bro. But what I am saying is that, yo, man, time is something that you'll never get back. Right? Why not make the best of it? And why not have why do we have, like, fellas, can I ask you a question? Why do we have a nonchalant attitude on dates? Why? Why are you trying to be cool? I'm asking you, like, a legit question, really, or ask yourself that. Why are you trying to be cool? Right? Because cool doesn't try. Cool just is. You just are cool. Either you cool or you not. But what's wrong with a little bit of excitement? What's wrong with it? What's wrong with it? I don't think there's anything wrong with excitement. Right? Like, what's wrong with actually, like, yo, man, like, yeah, I'm stoked about this. And tell her that. Do you know how far that goes? Like, ladies, can I ask you a question? If a guy tells you, or if a guy makes you feel like he's excited to go out, not really, like, not pushy, right? Like, not on some, like, oh my God, like, not putting you on in a space where he making you feel like he don't get no other girls and blah, 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 blah. But how do you feel when a guy is legit, like, he makes you feel like, yo, I can't wait. I cannot wait. Because here's the thing, right? Like, I can't, like, okay. I remember when I was growing up, I went on going to an amusement park was like premium excitement the night before. Because we making all these plans. Like, yo, we going to get on this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to get on that. And it's like, yo, like, you know, fellas, why don't you have the same excitement about going out with somebody that you feel like, damn, like she could have all these up, she could go out with all these other niggas, but she chose me. You know why? Because a lot of you niggas think you the prize. And don't get me wrong, fellas, she is lucky to be on a date just as much as you're lucky to be on a date with her. But don't forget who asked who. And even if she asks your dumb ass out, right? Still, man, make her feel excited. They're like, yo, like, of all the niggas you could have shot your shot at, you chose me? You think I'm fine? You think I'm fine. Like, you don't talk to niggas or you don't approach niggas, but you thought I was fine enough to approach. Bro, that's an honor. That's a privilege. That feels good. I don't have to plug the podcast. You get it. But then again, I guess I did it, you know? But it feels good. It feels good. You know? Moments that you share. Special times alone. No, I'm sorry. Do y'all know the lyrics to Tony John? Anyway. Music is love language. Click the link in the description. I'm giving y'all gems, man. I'm giving y'all game. I am. I'm because where I'm at in life is that, you know, I like watching dating from the coach's perspective. Right, let's talk about this, right? Like, AKA Coach Clint. I don't really do AKAs no more, but let's really talk about Coach Clint, right? I'm observing from the sidelines. I'm observing from the defensive coordinator's booth up in the booth. I'm looking at the field. And you know what I see was wrong? Is part, like again, fellas, I'm holding you accountable. What's wrong is you're not making women feel excited about going out anymore. Like, I was talking to a couple of women friends of mine, and it's like, yo, they rolling their eyes at dating. Like, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, you got to give her a reason to be excited, bro. And how you do that is you show excitement. I told you, you set the fucking tone. So, fellas, if I'm going to be Coach Clint, right? And y'all the players, right? As a coach, they tell you in the locker room, we are going to set the tempo. You know, if you playing basketball, we're going to run up and down the court. We're going to play fast pace. We're going to, you know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, fellas, I'm not saying we about to run these women like the Warriors, but when you step on the fucking court, my guy, I need offense. I need you to set the fucking tone. And the tone and the tempo is, we are setting excitement. That's the tempo. The tempo is excitement. That's the tempo. You are excited. Again, you ain't got to be hooping and hollering. You ain't got to be Arsenio Hall letting the dogs out. You ain't got to do all that. All you got to do is set the motherfucking tone by letting her know how excited you are. And how do you do that? Number one, you're planning. Number two, you are giving her words of affirmation before the date. Yo, send her a text. Like, okay, let's say you about to confirm a date. Let's say you confirming that day. Because let's be real. Most people, when we confirm, like, a date don't happen until day of, you confirm that plan. You send this text. Yo, just confirming with you for the night. She says confirmed. You say, yo, look, I'm not even going to lie to you. I can't wait to hang out with you. Like, I'm excited. I'm a little nervous, but I'm excited. Bro. Oh. She's showing the group. Then her friends now like you, and she's hyping. Her friends are hyping her up. And now when she gets on the date, she's not on fucking defense. Because you set the tempo. Ladies, yo, send me tempo, dog. I'm coaching my ass off today. Nigga, I am Phil Jackson right now. I am 1995, 1996 Phil Jackson. And I'm letting y'all know we setting the tempo. This, yo, fellas, this is the tempo. I'm telling you what I know. This works. Now, again, I'm not telling you to be pushy. I'm not telling you to be on some, just a simple, I'm excited. I can't wait. I'm a little nervous, but I can't wait. And listen, fellas, real quick, if you don't mean it, don't say it. But if you don't mean it, why the fuck you going out with her? If you're not excited, why are you going out with her? Well, I mean, because get the fuck out of here, bro. Get the fuck out of here. If you're not excited, what the fuck are you doing? That don't make no sense. That's dumb. Because at the end of the day, nobody wants to feel like you going out with them because you ain't got nothing else better to do. No, I do got other things to do. But going out with you, that's what I want to do. And I'm happy and I'm honored that you gave me your time. And I'm not here to waste it. Now, I'm not saying that we got to get married. I'm not saying that we got to go off and... I'm not even saying we got to fuck after the date. Because please, we ain't on that, fellas. That's dead. That's dead on this podcast. That's dead. We ain't on that no more. Please. If you on that, please. Not kill yourself, but there's apps for that. There's prostitutes. But if you genuinely out here and you trying to have a good time and you don't want it and you don't feel like dating is a chore, that's what I'm talking about with you. I got your back, man. I do. So what did we learn today, fellas? We learned that dating is not a chore. It shouldn't be a chore. Dating should be fun. Dating should be something that you're doing because you want to, not because you feel like you have to. And then the second part to this is, we as men are setting the tempo. I'm the coach, and I'm telling you we're setting the tempo. Ladies that's listening to this podcast, you're motherfucking welcome. See, niggas don't have no dumbass coach, right? You don't have a dumbass coach. You got a coach, right? This is a coach who wants to see the best results. I'm not trying at this point. I'm tired of men and women trying to figure out an angle to get over on each other. That's old and that's played the fuck out. We're adults. Fellas, the tempo is excitement. That is the tempo. You're excited. You let her know you're excited. Bottom line. And then look, if she follow you on the gram, you don't got to post you going on a date, but post your outfit for the night. Do little subtle shit too to let her know you can't fucking wait. You don't even got to. I would just put on my story. Yo, I got plans tonight. This is my fit. Boom. Bottom line. Set the fucking tempo. And the tempo is excitement. As I continue to drop these gems, just all I ask is that you go and you subscribe to my other podcasts. If you fucking with me and you fucking what I'm saying, I gave y'all my word that I would continue this podcast underground. All I ask y'all to do is do the same. Is just go to the other podcasts and listen to that too. That's all I'm asking. That's all I'm asking. And y'all like, you know what? That's fair, Clint, right? That's fair, right? I appreciate it. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. This podcast is over.
It can get lonely climbing Mount McKinley, so to entertain myself, I go to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, I can play hundreds of online casino-style games for free, like online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Plus, I get a daily login bonus. It's just too bad that up here, I don't have anyone to share my excitement with. Woohoo! Woo-hoo!
Live the Chumba life anytime, anywhere. Play for free now at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to a dollar per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.